All right, folks, welcome back to the Discipline Switch, your daily dose of real talk about building a life you actually love, one switch at a time. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're tackling something that feels like the ultimate juggling act. Finding balance between work and personal life. You ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Work emails piling up after dinner, weekends spent catching up on tasks instead of recharging. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. This isn't about achieving some mythical, perfect equilibrium. It's about finding a rhythm that works for you. Let's get real. Work-life balance is less about dividing your time equally and more about intentionally choosing how you spend your energy. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a pie chart, okay? You've got your slices for work, relationships, hobbies, self-care, all the good stuff. Finding balance isn't about making each slice exactly the same size. It's about ensuring every slice is getting enough attention. So, how do we pull this off? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First up, ditch the guilt trip. You know that feeling when you take time for yourself and you think, "Oh, I should be working instead." Cut it out. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this, you can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly burning the candle at both ends, eventually you'll burn out. Taking time for yourself recharges your batteries, allowing you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Second, set boundaries and stick to them. This one is huge. It's about learning to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. We live in a culture that glorifies busyness, but true success comes from being intentional with your time and energy. Now, here's the real deal. It's not always easy to set boundaries. Ever felt like you were drowning in emails after hours? You know, that feeling of, I just have to reply right now. That's when those boundaries become super important. Maybe it's designating certain times for checking work emails, or creating a no-work zone in your home. Next up, prioritize and plan. Think of your week like a puzzle. You've got all these pieces, work tasks, family time, personal projects, self-care, and you need to fit them together in a way that feels manageable. Take some time each week to plan out your schedule, blocking off time for the things that matter most. Now, I know what you're thinking. Logan, planning sounds great, but life happens. How do I stay on track when things get crazy? That's where flexibility comes in. Don't be afraid to adjust your schedule as needed. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes things just don't go according to plan. The key is to stay adaptable and keep moving forward. Finally, remember that progress isn't perfection. Finding balance is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel like you're rocking it, and times when you feel completely off balance. That's totally normal. Just keep focusing on making small, sustainable changes over time. Listen, I know this stuff can sound overwhelming, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Take a moment to think about your own life right now. When was the last time you truly felt balanced? What are some things you could do differently to create more harmony in your world? Here's a real-world example that might resonate. Imagine Sarah, a young lawyer working long hours at a demanding firm. She feels constantly stressed and exhausted, sacrificing her weekends for work and neglecting her hobbies and relationships. Sound familiar? Sarah realizes she needs to make a change. She starts by setting boundaries with her boss, limiting after-hours emails and saying no to extra projects. She carves out time each week for exercise and social activities, and she prioritizes spending quality time with loved ones. As Sarah implements these changes, she starts to feel less stressed and more fulfilled. She rediscovers her passion for life outside of work, and she finds a sense of balance that allows her to thrive both professionally and personally. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you find that elusive work-life balance. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Start small, make intentional choices, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. You got this. And hey, if this resonated with you, share the episode with a friend who might find it helpful. Leave us a review or join the conversation on social media. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep switching things up and building a life you love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.